So many years ago, I was at UM Army. I was a color group leader, which just simply means I had about 8 kids that I was in charge of. And we got a variety of different projects that were working on homes. And I was nailing something at a really awkward angle, and they don't allow nail guns at UM Army. It's a bad thing. So I had to use a hammer. And so I was like at an angle, something like this, but on a ladder. And I look, and all 8 of my students are standing there looking at me. And I turn and I look at them. I said, "What? Do you have some suggestion for me or something?" And they said, "No, we're just waiting to see what a preacher does when he bashes his thumb." We all have a problem with our tongues from time to time, with the things that come out of our mouth. Those of us that make a living talking, I mean, sometimes it's just hard to get the words out properly. And it happens to us in our life. And there's words for those things. There's a malapropism. That's like where we use like the wrong word. So like I'm trying to say, "Oh, I'm going to be your scapegoat," and I use the word, "I'm going to be your escape goat." That's a malapropism. A spoonerism is like where we kind of like use the wrong word. Like I'm going to go take a shower. And then I say shake a shower. That's a spoonerism. And then there's my very favorite, which are Yogi Berra-isms. That's nothing to do with the bear. Yogi Berra, the catcher. I love some of the sayings that he has. So these are some of my all-time favorites that came out of Yogi Berra's mouth. And some of them actually make sense if you stop and think about it. "Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded." Or this one, "Baseball is 90% mental. The other half is physical." And this is my all-time favorite. "Always go to other people's funerals so they will come to yours." Come on, Yogi. So he has these sayings, and we all have these moments where we say things that don't make sense, or things come out of our mouth that aren't right. And then there can be a part of us that say things that aren't very nice, that aren't very true. As a young man, I wouldn't go straight to anger management issue, but I had a bad temper. And I would find myself occasionally saying things to people that weren't true. I just said them because I knew it was going to hurt them. And the words would come out, and I couldn't grab them and bring them back in. We all have moments like that. So we're continuing our study in the book of James, and James has lots to say about your tongue and what comes out of your mouth. So I'm going to read to you from James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. If we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Or look at ships. Though they are so large, it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder, wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also, the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird or reptile or sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species, but no one can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and brackish water? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, yield olives, or a grapevine figs? No more can salt water yield fresh. I want to add one other text to this. It's not on your bulletin, but this is James 4, 11 and 12. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers and sisters. Whoever speaks evil against another or judges another speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer able to save God for the people of God. So anybody here a teacher? I mean, I know we have some like official teachers, but I mean, even if you're teaching Sunday school, I mean, I got to tell you, as a preacher and teacher, I read this verse and this idea that we are held to some sort of extra strictness standard, and it terrifies me. I mean, those of us that teach with words and make a living talking about things, it kind of scares me. And I do believe that those who teach, especially that are teaching God's word, we're going to have a moment where God probably looks at us and goes, "Really, Mike? You said that?" I think that's true. And this verse just makes me a little who don't teach. And he emphasizes that what we have to say, what we teach, has to be correct. We need to speak the truth. We need to speak what is correct. So you teachers out there, pay attention. James also understands that if we can control our tongue, we can control the rest of ourself. Do you believe that? Do you believe that if you can control your tongue, you can control the rest of yourself? I'm not quite sure I figured out how to do that. But what I do know is that often what comes out of our mouth reflects what's in our heart. If we're angry in our heart, angry things come out of our mouth. If we're hateful in our heart, if our heart is full of hate, hateful things come out of our mouth. Likewise, if our heart is full of love, loving things can come out of our mouth, which I think gives us some cause to back up and think about what are we putting in our heart. Because what is in our heart comes out of our mouth. James also recognizes that the tongue is a very small part of the body. Not very big. And yet, it can cause us so much trouble. He talks about the idea of putting a bit in a horse's mouth. And that because that's in the mouth, you can control the whole body of the horse. My middle child, my oldest daughter, Claire, at one point in her life was taking equestrian lessons. And she's this tiny little 8-year-old girl. It was on this 1,000-plus-pound animal. And I would stand, and she was learning to jump. I would stand and watch in amazement as this little 8-year-old girl, by the bridle that she was using, was able to guide this horse. James is talking about that our tongue can help guide our lives. It can help guide what we say, how we act. He goes on to talk about tongues being small. But James reminds us of how much damage can be done with our tongue, with our mouth, with what comes out of our mouth. He talks about like our small tongue being able to set forests ablaze on accident. sometimes because of what comes out of our mouth. It can cause a fire unintentionally that destroys a lot of things. In 2006, there was a woman that decided she wanted to burn her diary, and she burned it outside, and she was pretty careful. She thought she had put the flames out, thought it was done, and it wasn't. A forest fire ensued that burned 20 square miles of wilderness. Your tongue can do that. Your tongue can, metaphorically speaking, set a fire in your world that you can no longer control. Our tongues might be small, but they can do a lot of damage if we don't mind what comes out of our mouth. There's a Jewish folk tale about a rabbi in a village. And for whatever reason, this man took a set against the rabbi. And he went about slandering the rabbi, talking bad things about him, telling everybody that he was no good so-and-so, and he was cheating on his taxes and whatever else. Just went around talking bad about him. For some reason, he became remorseful. We'll say maybe it was the Holy Spirit showed up and said, "Hey, you're not being very nice." And so he goes to the rabbi, and he begs for the rabbi's forgiveness. He says, "I will do anything that you tell me to do if you will just forgive me." And the rabbi says, "First, you need to go get a down pillow, cut it open, and spread the feathers on the wind." So he goes and he does that. And then he comes back to the rabbi. He says, "Rabbi, I've done what you've requested. I've scattered those feathers to the wind. Would you please forgive me?" And the rabbi says, "Well, not yet. You have one more task. You need to go gather those feathers and put them back in the pillow." It's a truth. It's a truth about the things that come out of our mouth, that when they come out, they can't come back. And what you say is out there for the world to hear. James then recognizes the sad truth that we cannot really tame the tongue. We can try, we can make efforts, but not many of us can control our tongue all the time. He tells us that it is with the same tongue in which we praise God and curse those that are made in the image of God. I mean, it's a truth. The same mouth that I use to speak can be used to say things that will build people up, that will build the kingdom of God, or I can use my mouth to say terrible things about people and things that take people down. I mean, I'm sure this has never happened to any of you, but sometimes we say things, bad things about people so that we can feel a little bit better about ourselves. I know y'all never ever do that, but it's true. Out of our tongue can come all kinds of things, both blessings and curses. What James is telling us here is it's unnatural for a spring to send forth both brackish and fresh water. And yet our tongue does exactly that, right? It has the opportunity to tear down or build up. James is telling us that with our tongues, we can build up or we can destroy. Now, if we claim to be a follower of Jesus, how do we use our tongue? What comes out of our mouth? Are they things that lift up the gospel? Are they things that help build the kingdom? Or are they things that tear down others? You know, there's another thing that sort of shows the double nature of our tongue. It can be used to praise and it can be used to curse. I'm sure this has never happened to you all.
But it seems to me that our loved ones often get the worst part of what comes out of our mouth. I'm able to control myself. I'm able to control my tongue when I'm at work. When I'm around others who might be judging me. When I'm at home, my wife, my kids sometimes get the worst part that comes out of my mouth because I'm not hesitant to let them know exactly how I feel. I'm sure that's never happened to you. But it seems to me that our loved ones oftentimes get the worst part of what comes out of our mouth. Haven't quite figured out why that's so, but I know it is. Words are important. The things that we say are proof of what's in our heart. We all slip. We all say things that are funny. Or we slip and maybe we say some things that tear down others. We all do it. But this week, I challenge you to be conscious about what comes out of your mouth. If you're about to say something that tears down others, just keep your mouth shut. It's not helpful. If you're about to say something that praises God or builds the kingdom, speak it. But unless the words that are coming out of your mouth are doing something to build others up or for the kingdom of God, keep your mouth shut. Think about the words that are about to come forth from your mouth before they're gone. They're like feathers on the wind. You can never get them back. For with your tongue, you can praise God, or you can curse ones that are made in His image. You get to choose what comes out of your mouth. Let us pray. Gracious God, help us to keep our mouths shut when we have negative things to say about others. Help us to keep our mouth shut when the things that are about to come out tear down. Father, help our hearts to be full of things that build up people, that build up the kingdom, and let those things flow forth from our tongue. Father, we know that we miss the boat in so many ways. We hope that you would help us to be more mindful, Father, what comes out of our mouth, that it builds up and does not destroy. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. And all God's children said, Amen.